wasn't there again today. I wish he'd go away.
Where did you learn that? Where did you learn that poem?
I made it up. When I was a kid, I made it up.
What else do you remember from back then?
Don't beat around the bush, Doc.
Tell me what you remember about your mother.
I remember my mom. I remember my mom was a whore.
She keep you there?
As long as she was busy.
Do you understand why you're talking with me now?
Yeah, you're supposed to be good with headaches. I need something more than aspirin. You know what I mean?
You remember the murders?
I remember that Columbia is the capital of South Carolina. I remember that qual es la punta de vivir. Qual es la punta de vivir.
Are you the person who murdered six residents of the Lake Worth Apartments on May 10th,
1998? That's my birthday.
Who am I speaking to right now? What should I call you?
Call me whatever you want.
Yes, Greg. As a matter of fact, I am awake.
All right, look, I'm sorry to bother you, Noam, but there's going to be a midnight hearing in the Rivers case. The defense, they found a notebook misfiled in evidence, a diary. They argued to the state supremes that it was suppressed.
What the hell are you talking about?
Look, there's no media, nothing. All right, this has all happened under the radar. The prisoner transport left about an hour ago from Ely.
Left Ely? What do you mean, left Ely? What transport?
The diary gave them an opening, Gary, to argue insanity again. That they said they needed Rivers present, so they pumped him full of drugs. They put him on transport.
So you're telling me they're taking this scumbag to a hearing the night before his execution? Now, how the fuck did you let that happen?
Would anyone like to play another round? Would that be a good thing?
All right, let's get another puzzle up there, man. And what do we have? It's around the house.
Buy a vowel.
Category.
Come on, buy a vowel.
Pick up that strip.
Buy a vowel, you idiot.
Would like to buy a vowel?
Yes.
An E.
One E. All right, 350 left.
And. Come on, buy a vowel.
Buy another vowel?
Yes.
An I. I'd like to saw.
Sure.
Kibble and pitch.
Yes.
She won't stop bleeding. She won't stop bleeding.
Jeez, what happened?
It was an accident. We had an accident.
Brandon Lightning is moving into Elko. Stop the radar to pick up a severe thunderstorm with dangerous lightning on its way from Pershing and Lander counties. We could get damaging winds along with flash floods. So, you don't have to.
Timothy, could you not do that right now? We're trying to hear about the storm. You sure don't want me to drive?
No. I'll get us to Anderson, and then you can take over right after we get something to eat.
Oh!
brakes with short firm pumps. Check mirror, engage indicator, and roll. Too slow. Smooth. Stop. Okay, honey?
Uh-huh.
Timothy? Whew. Seatbelts. Seatbelts.
Shoot!
What?
Shoot!
Something never comes, never leads to nothing. Nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close. Closer to the prize at the end of the road.
For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good hello. Wait. Nobody can deny.
All night long, we dream of the day. Winter comes around, and it's still cold. Leaves me with the feeling of the most. Feel it come to life, when I see your ghost. Then turn, over the next one, turn.
Why didn't we get a better spare?
Do you know what radios cost?
Both. Honey, don't get defensive.
Well, if the point is to put him, Timothy, into the right school, I think it's absurd to focus on...
George?
Replacement.
What can I do to help?
Nothing. I'm fine. But... Thank you.
Okay, I know they're going to call and say I am in breach, but they clearly did not read my deal. They had me at a Ramada. Oh, Jesus. I think I have a spare battery in my bag.
Excuse me?
I think I have a spare battery in my bag up front next to you.
Any idea which one, Mrs. Van?
In the Louis Vuitton duffel, right on top.
I don't see anything, Mrs. Anna. Are you sure?
Just use your fucking eyes, okay? It's in the side pocket, all right? Just look!
Jesus! No!
What have you done? What have you done?
No! If you help him, assume responsibility.
It is my responsibility. Let go of me.
What have you done? What have you done?
Let me take
what
a look.
What have you done?
The driver of every motor vehicle involved in any manner of an accident originating from the operation of the vehicle shall within 10 days of the
accident. You got a towel or something in the car?
The car.
Okay.
Come
help me look.
We have to report the accident within 10 days of the accident. Operating the vehicle. This is in any manner involved.
Stay here. Keep her dry.
It's okay.
Lady, open the door. We need the phone.
No!
It's okay. It's okay. Honey, it's okay.
No. Ah! Give me the goddamn phone.
The phone is dead, all right?
You kill it up? It's gonna be fun. It's okay. It's gonna be okay.
Thank you. yourself, lady.
Jesus, what happened?
There was an accident. May I please use your phone? Please, use your phone.
Are you sure?
Shit.
I'm not getting a line. It happens in the rain.
The phone doesn't work.
St. Jude has 24-hour emergency, 30 miles east.
Okay.
You sit here, okay? Just keep pressure on the wound. I'll be back with an ambulance.
What are you doing?
Sorry, lady. Stepped down from the Ramada, but it's going to have to do.
I'm not staying here. Are you out of your mind? This is my car. You work for me. Then you get those bags back in this car right now. Listen, I understand the bleeding symptoms is a medical condition, okay? But so do I. My lung walls have depleted symptoms. My baby, I could have 60.
I gotta try. Okay, that'll be $30 cash, please. Hey. Didn't you used to be that actress?
Yes.
Wow.
Now, is that a nice room? Because though I am leaving soon, I still would prefer a nice room. Your nicest. If that is possible.
It's very cozy.
Try to tell you.
Hey! Hey, stop! There's no way through!
Lou, wake up.
What?
Cell phone.
What?
You have a cell phone.
Who wants to know?
Look, there's been an accident, a bad one. A lady's hurt. We need a cell phone right now. Do you have one?
Dude, slow down. First of all, we do not know who you are. Second of all, we don't see an accident.
Listen to me, dude. I'm having a real fucked up, really wet, very bad fucking day. So I suggest if you and your girl have a cell phone, you give it to me right now.
Dude, we don't have a cell phone. So could you just let go of me now?
All right, I need you to give me a lift in the other direction.
Flooded that way, too. It's worse than this.
Ginny, pop the trunk. Let him in. Let him in.
Hey.
Hey. How you doing?
Still dead?
Yeah. Where's your Lincoln?
Stuck in a runoff about 2 miles down the road. The other way's fucked too. The kids gave us a lift. The girl was stranded. Listen, is there another way out of the valley?
Is she a hooker?
Hey, is there a back road I can cut through?
Where do you think the water's going? You wouldn't make it 500 feet.
How's the woman?
I don't know. We're number four.
We don't rent rooms by the hour.
Funny. You still serving food?
Vending machines around the corner. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, the rooms are warm, dry, and $30 in advance. Picture ID. Y'all need one room or two?
I was just talking to you. I'd appreciate it if you looked at me.
Well, I don't like looking at trash.
We're a little stuck here, George. I don't think we can get out tonight.
She just keeps shaking.
She's in shock. Let me take a look.
What?
Let me take a look. Did your wife pack a sewing kit?
Jeannie, wait up!
Six. At least we got a good number.
I understand it's in the judge's chambers. This way.
It's in the conference room.
Has the prisoner's transport arrived?
My client was screwed at trial. He was denied an insanity.
Let's call this what it is, Marty. A hail fucking Mary.
Let me tell you what I think insanity is, Counselor. The fact that you got some specialist poking around in his head giving him meds, that's insanity. But the fact that that maniac is riding around out there, out of communication, that's fucking frightening.
Detective, I can assure you there is...
No, Marty, I can assure you. At midnight tomorrow, an injection of potassium chloride is going to stop your client's heart, and I am going to get the best night's sleep in years.
The families of his victims don't want him medicated, Counselor. They want the monster dead.
True. But before we rush to satisfy them, we should remember, we must exterminate the rat, not the house.
Excuse me, who are you?
This is Dr. Malik. Malcolm, psychiatrist.
Feel that?
Feel what?
Cold.
You the manager?
Yeah.
I'm Officer Rose. Corrections. Transporting a prisoner here.
Okay.
The law gives you the right to refuse a service, but the roads are all flooded and I could use a room. It's an emergency.
Hey, you got a radio in that car?
Who's this?
Limo driver at National. I got a lady in there pretty banged up. I could use an ambulance.
442 requesting medical. 442 requesting medical. Nothing. Like I said, it's been like this for the past hour.
She's losing a lot of blood. You got a first aid kit in there?
Band-aids, that's it.
How about a needle and thread?
Maybe in the diner. I'll get it. Locked up. Stay dry. I'll be back with the key. I'll put you in 10. Okay, thanks.
What do you got back there?
Prison transport.
Well, look, maybe when you get him situated, you come over to the floor and take a look at the lady. I could use a second opinion.
Yeah, sure.
Looks like you're fucked.
Shut up.
I
wish I had beige.
Yeah,
that'd have been better. I'm going to get the officer situated. Let me know if you need something.
Where did you learn to do that?
Pretty much where you're standing.
He didn't talk much ever since then. I'm his stepfather. His father... 2 years ago, he left. A little temper problem.
Furniture's for shit. If you're fixing to cop them to something, the toilet's full to damn good.
Thank you so much for your assistance.
Good idea.
Yeah, straps. Straps around my shoulder. These chains. These chains. They're bad.
Let's go look at that lady.
You get me one?
What?
To get through.
No, not yet. Hi.
Hi.
Good stitch job. Pulse is shallow but steady. Just keep her comfortable.
Maybe we should take turns on the radio if that's all right.
No, it's not. I can manage.
You gonna arrest me, officer?
What? How'd you do that? How'd you know I was a cop?
No shit.
Yeah.
Cheetos for dinner, huh?
That don't seem right.
You got a better idea?
I work less in the service. Maybe the diner's open. I could whip something up for you.
You got change for a dollar?
I don't know. Let me see. There you go. You got a name?
Paris.
Paris, huh?
I get it.
Never been.
Well, you ain't going tonight.
Please be strong. You see, Timothy and I, we teach you. We need to stay.
Thank you.
You need to tell them, Harold, that I can't work, I can't perform, I can't shine living in an environment like that. No, and it's not about the money. It's about the working conditions.
Jesus, mother of God.
Who is this?
That?
The woman I was driving. Hey, what the hell are you doing? There's something in there. Use this, man. Thanks.
You a cop?
I was. She was in room 10? I am. Where's your guy? He's cuffed to a toilet.
Son of a bitch. That was fucking dry. Gentlemen.
You ready, sir? All righty. In the matter of Malcolm Rivers versus the state of Nevada, for purposes of evidentiary review...
Judge Taylor, sir, with due respect, we should wait till my client arrives. He has a right to be present.
He has precious few rights, Counselor. He's 24 hours from execution.
But in order to demonstrate his mental state, which is the purpose
his
of...
His mental state. Do you know what time it is? You think I got time for bullshit? Now that the justices have seen fit to call me out here in the middle of the night to review a case that I have already sat on, that I have already decided may make you happy. But you know what? It pisses me off. So when your boy gets here, you do whatever you want with him. But in the name of decency, state your goddamn case.
Yes, sir.
Somebody give me a cup of coffee, black.
There was an incident today.
That's police talk for someone getting their head lopped off.
Larry. Carolyn Suzanne was murdered.
What?
Who's Carolyn Suzanne?
Oh,
my God.
The actress I was driving.
And where exactly did that happen?
We don't know exactly, because we can't find the body.
Not all of them.
What do you mean you can't find the body?
As long as we stay calm, everything's going to be all right. Officer Rhodes is outside right now. He was transporting a convict.
Who escaped?
What are you...
Hold on.
Fucking running free.
Will you please shut the fuck up so we can talk?
This is my place, Poe. I'll say what I goddamn please.
No, it's safe
it's
here.
Not safe
no, there's
here.
A cop here.
Yeah, two cops.
No, we need to wait. Yeah. You're a cop?
I was. Shut up, Larry.
Get that fucking thing here. We're not safe.
It's all right. It's okay. No.
Ginny. Ginny, will you? Come on, stop. Don't do this right now. You gotta just...
What are you doing?
Put your arm around your girlfriend.
Actually, she's my wife, Ed.
All right, everybody, just stay here. Stay in this room.
Wait a
okay?
minute. I'm not staying here, Pete.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Oh, hold on.
No.
Yes,
I'm
you
not.
Are. All right, Larry, come with us.
Why?
Because you know the place. You can help.
No, here's what I know. I know I'm not a cop, and I know I don't take orders from some professional slut.
Fuck you!
Listen, just stay here, please. Keep everybody calm, all right?
It's not gonna get too far, not this!
Rose! What are we chasing here?
Multiple homicide.
I'll go around this way. He's in there.
So, is that where you live full time? Las Vegas?
Used to.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means I don't live there anymore.
Nade!
Go. See if we use this. We go in here. It's not one of them. Successful attempt. We'll go in here. And I'll be right out here. So it's not good. It's okay. It's okay. I'm gonna stand guard. Not a worry. I'm gonna be right here.
I'm not going anywhere.
See, his mother usually does this.
You've been married?
About 9 hours. Spur of the moment kind of thing. You go to Las Vegas, huh, Jen?
We need to leave.
Shit, Jen, I was just talking to you.
Something is happening. I need
Jenny,
to get out of here.
Stop.
Jenny!
Jenny! Jenny!
You don't own me, Lou.
I own what's inside of you. Half of it, at least.
You don't own any part of me or my baby.
Then why the hell did I marry you?
Goddamn door on me! Hey! Hey! You guys, just calm down! Jenny!
Lou! We are not leaving, you understand me? There is no place else to go. There's a flood outside, Jenny. Stop it! Stop it!
I'm not pregnant!
What'd you just say?
I lied. I'm not pregnant.
What are you talking about? I saw the test. Why would you do that to me?
Because Allison saw you at the Hawk with that fucking girl.
Jenny, God, what are we, like, 15?
Go away!
God damn! Open this goddamn door, Jenny! I haven't been to the Hawk in over a fucking year. Allison is a stupid bitch whore who likes fucking with your head. Open the damn door, Jenny. Fucking door!
Why don't you calm down?
I'm calm. God, I'm very fucking calm.
They caught him. They caught him.
Why are we keeping him in here?
Where would you prefer, Larry?
Oh. I told you to stay in three, didn't I? Did I tell you that? What did I tell
you? They got in a fight. I ran after them to try to get them to go back inside.
Should we try the radio again?
Larry, just stay here and watch him.
Do me a favor. Go back to the room and look after Jenny.
Wait, where are you going?
Just do it, please. Ed. I don't know if I'm comfortable with guard duty, per se.
He's unconscious, Larry. He's tied to a post.
She's awake.
I have to get her some aspirin to help her.
Darling, I gotta go get something out of my room.
What's wrong, buddy? What you got in the fridge?
You shut up. What's in there?
What's in there? What do you got in there?
Shut up.
What is it?
Huh? Shut up.
Come on, you can tell me. I'm good at keeping secrets. I got a whopper myself.
What are you doing?
Motherfucker!
I asked you a question. What are you doing out here?
I'm getting shit that's mine. What are you doing? Oh, what? I don't get to ask a question?
I'm taking photos. There's been two murders in the last 2 hours, so I figured before all the evidence...
That's not an answer. You're a limo driver. So ask again, what are you doing? Are you looking to win some beyond the Call of Duty limo driver merit badge?
No.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you're not on the job anymore. You don't need to be a hero, Edward. There's a real live active duty cop outside who can...
The one who's managed to lose a convicted killer.
You're a complicated cat, Edward.
No, not really.
I think so. What month were you born?
May.
Taurus. Same as me. Where were you a cop?
Los Angeles.
Were you fired or did you quit?
Took a medical leave. It's making me sick. Burned out, I guess. Wasn't up for it. One day I got a call for a jumper, young Mexican girl, pregnant, infected with AIDS, totally strung out. She was truly one of the doomed. And I asked her to come in off the ledge and into my arms, and she asked me why she should bother living. Que es la punta de vivir.
What'd you say?
Well, I was trained to tell her lots of things. About her dreams and all the people who miss her.
but for a second I hesitated. And she saw it. But in a second I couldn't think of honestly one optimistic thing to say to her. So she spread her arms and jumped. I started getting headaches. Eventually started blacking out. So I filed for medical.
Kid.
What is going on? Countdown?
Larry!
What the fuck is he doing?
Larry, come over here. Come over here, man. What are you doing? Come over here. What are you doing?
Just went to get something.
We told you to stay in here and watch the guy. What are you doing in your office?
Just went to get something.
How many sets of keys are there in this place? Larry, look at me. How many?
Two and a master.
Oh, set. My fucking God. Larry, you mother. Get. Son of a. Get the fuck in here. Get in here. And I'll get it.
Hey, what? Why'd you kill me? Why did you kill my car?
Oh, shit.
I did that.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't do that.
Bullshit, you're a lying sack of shit.
Larry, that's your baseball bat sticking out of his fucking throat.
I know, but I didn't do it.
Get the door.
I didn't do that.
Larry, look at him. What'd you kill him for?
I didn't.
What were you doing outside, Larry?
But I didn't.
Why'd you leave?
I was scared.
What were you scared of?
I thought you wouldn't understand.
No, I'm capable of understanding.
You tried.
Why did you kill my car?
I didn't kill him. I don't know how this. I just went back to my office. That's all.
What
I just went back to my
office. Is this your key, Larry?
Number 8? 1098, huh?
Yeah,
this is your key.
You can't call them that.
Those aren't my keys. That's like leading a witness or something.
Okay, now look. These are my keys, okay? These are my keys. You see?
You got a Gucci wallet, Larry? See, I took the
Okay,
wallet.
Yes. I took her wallet, okay? After she died. Afterwards, all right? I didn't kill her. All right? And I didn't kill her.
Let her go, Larry.
Get back!
You're not going to pin this on me. I didn't do it.
Timothy? What are you...
Get him out of here, George!
Put it down.
Don't listen. I didn't hurt anybody tonight. No one! But I don't like cheap fucking whores. And if y'all take one more step forward, I swear to Christ...
refused by the court, despite the fact that my client is a certifiable Axis IV disassociative. To this day, he remains completely unaware of the crimes for which he was convicted. As you know, sir, in 1986, the United States Supreme Court ruled decisively that states cannot execute a person who does not understand why he's being put to death.
He signed a confession, Counselor.
He didn't just sign it. He dictated it to me.
Thirdly, Malcolm's diaries found misfiled. State evidence.
Your Honor, this notebook contains entries made just before the murders 4 years ago.
Important to note are the spectacular changes in handwriting style, tone, point of view. What you are looking at are the private thoughts of several different people. With permission, Dr. Malik will elaborate. Thank you.
Your Honor, there is no universally efficacious treatment for dissociative identity disorder. In theory, one must attempt to move the patient towards integration, a folding, if you will, of their fractured psyche.
Your Honor, he's here.
Larry!
But I didn't kill him! I found him like that!
Stop it!
No, wait, listen, please, Al! Listen! I was in Vegas last month and I lost everything, okay? Everything! I was driving west, I didn't know where I was going, but I was running on empty, so I pulled in here at this place, and there was no one at the station. So, I came over to the office, and I walked in, and there, sitting at that desk right there, was the manager. Face down in a bank with pot pie. Dad! Heart attack or something.
Banquet pot pie.
Oh, no.
Pot pie.
He'd been sitting there for God knows how long. All of a sudden, this auto parts salesman pulls up looking for a room. Well, I didn't have a fucking dance. Took his 30 and gave him one. But just took the key from the wall and gave him a room. Maybe that was wrong, but I was broke. That's what I did. And then I came back in here. And I moved Larry's body, and his name was Larry, too. I put him in the freezer. And I wasn't trying to hide him. It was hot out. I thought it was the best place for him until his family or someone came along. Only no one did. Except more guests. So I checked them in, too. They all seemed happy. So I just stayed.
Try me a river. It's a total crock of shit.
No, it's not. Admit it. You killed him. Just like you killed my con. Just like you killed her husband. Just like you killed his actress. Why can't you just admit it? Say it. I killed him.
Please stop it. He can't take anymore.
Everything is okay now. Everything is fine. We got the guy. It's fine.
I don't know what we got.
What?
We thought we got the guy 2 hours ago. Then we find him.
Why would you believe this shit? It's him! It's just that he had a knife to your neck! Remember?
Story's so unbelievable. It just might be true.
She's got a point.
Shit. You guys are crazy.
Maybe it's the burial ground.
What?
Read the brochure in there. It's all around us. 100 years ago, the government moved these Indians here. They all died because there was no water.
Well, now they're coming back to life like sea monkeys, huh? Come on, give me a break, sweetheart, will you, please?
Just take it easy, Rose.
You know, you take it easy. You know, you've been trying to run this show the whole night. You've been giving orders, you've been pointing fingers, you blame my con for everything, and he ends up dead. I'm telling you, it's him. We all saw him run down George, didn't we? Your actress's wallet is right there. She's dead, there's the wallet. I mean, what more do you want?
Stop it. Please, shut up.
All right, you want a plan? Everybody want a plan? Here's the plan, okay? No one's going to move. We're going to stay here like this in this room until dawn. No one leaves, no one moves. And if he tries anything, I'm going to shoot him. And if there's something out there and it comes in here, I'm going to shoot it. And if any one of us tries anything, I'm going to shoot him.
We get it.
Good.
Timmy, you need to stay in here with us, okay?
It's all right.
Remember that movie where the 10 strangers went to an island, and then they all died one by one? And then it turned out they weren't strangers, that they all had a connection.
And they all messed with the wrong guy, and he's getting revenge.
Shut up.
I'm just saying that maybe there's some connection between all of us.
Like what?
We're all in Nevada.
Shut up.
Where were you going with your comm when you pulled in here?
Carson City. Okay.
I was going home to Florida. Where were you going?
I was taking the actress to L.A.
I was born in Florida.
You know, since you've been in that chair, no one's died.
Since,
why don't
since
you
we've
just
all
shut
been
up?
Here, no one's died. Since we've all been here.
Where in Florida, Larry? Where in Florida?
Friendsville, huh? Great.
Polk County.
That's where I was born. Which town?
Mulberry.
Frostproof.
No wonder you left.
There's a town called Frostproof.
They grow oranges. The name kind of doubles as a slogan.
Danced Hallelujah the day I left Polk. Why would you want to go back?
I found a grove for sale on the internet. 9 acres, 1,200 trees, limes and oranges. According to the realtor, the soil needs fetal's phosphorus. Lanes need reading, but it's real good land. What?
Sounds nice.
Ed.
She's dead.
Look at this.
Where'd you get that?
Right here.
This doesn't make any sense. She died from an accident.
George was an accident. If you believe Larry. Where's Seven?
Flooded, you turn around, you go the other way.
I don't
just
make it, I don't make it.
Get the kid and go. Right now. Come on.
Timmy. Timmy, come on. Let's go. Get up.
Whoa, what's going on? They can't leave.
We'll see you when the storm breaks.
Hey! They can't leave! Hey! Where'd they go?
Go,
back.
Go,
where
go.
You go!
They're leaving!
They're not
go,
leaving!
Go.
You can't let suspects leave after four people have been killed!
You really think they're suspects, Rose? I don't!
They're not leaving! Extinguisher! Hey, Larry! You got a fire extinguisher? Fire extinguisher! Where?
Back there!
Nobody in there! It got so hot, they got cremated.
There'd be something left.
You did this! You did this! You told them to get into the car! You happy?
Your birthday next week? It's my birthday next week, the 10th.
Me
too. Me too.
Yeah. George York, maintained. Alice York, maintained.
Ellen Suzanne, maintained. Ginny. Louisiana, May 10th. Larry Washington, May fucking 10th. What are the odds? It's the 10 trillion to 1.
What is it?
was going up the stairs, I met a man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. I wish he'd go away.
Who is this? Who am I speaking to right now? Where did you learn that poem? Who am I speaking to? Look at me. Who am I speaking to right now?
Doc.
Edwin?
What's happening?
Please be quiet.
You can hear what we're saying.
Of course I can hear what you're fucking saying.
Edward, you missed your last appointment. Where have you been?
Did I black out again?
Try and think back. Where have you been?
All right, I was driving this actress, and we got stuck at the motel. There was a storm. And we couldn't get out. We couldn't get out because of the storm.
What happened at the motel?
People started dying. And then their bodies didn't make any sense. They disappeared.
Edwin, I'd like to show something to you, if I may. Do you recognize this man?
No.
Well, that man, Edwin, is Malcolm Rivers. He's had a very troubled life. He was arrested 4 years ago and convicted of the murder of 6 people in a violent rampage.
Get this.
Detective, please. Edward, listen to me. When faced with an intense trauma, a child's mind may fracture, creating disassociated identities. That's exactly what happened to Malcolm Rivers. He developed a condition that is commonly known as multiple personality syndrome.
Why are you telling me this?
Because you, Edward, are one of his personalities.
What?
What the fuck did you do?
Try and calm down.
To my face.
Try and keep calm.
Where the fuck is my face?
Edward, that is your face.
Why am I tied up?
Keep calm. Edward, please.
Jesus Christ. Where is my face?
Edward, stay calm.
No, I'm not going to stay calm. Why am I tied up like this? Who are all these people? What happened at the motel? Where is everybody?
They don't exist, Edward. You were all created by Malcolm as a child.
You're a liar.
Consider what you know. Everyone named after estates.
No, no,
everyone
no,
sharing
no.
The same birthday. Your blackouts.
No, I was a cop. I was a cop in the Rampart Division of LAPD for 6 years.
Edward, please.
I live in Hollywood. I live in a studio apartment.
You don't live there, Edward.
I do live there.
You don't live anywhere. I know this is difficult to accept, but the face you saw in that mirror is the face I've always seen when I talk to Edward, or Paris, or Larry, or anyone else you've met tonight. Malcolm is in the midst of a medical treatment, one which forces all his identities to confront one another for the first time. I knew there would be violence, and with it, the number of the identities would be reduced.
Reduced?
One of the personalities you've met tonight, Edward, committed those murders 4 years ago. He took control of Malcolm's body, as you have now, and released an unspeakable rage. And in 19 hours, Malcolm Rivers will be put to death because of those actions, unless I can convince that man that the killer is gone. I need you to stay with me. Edward, I need your help. I need your help to finish this. Edward. Edward, listen to me. Edward, stay with me. Listen to me. I need you to understand.
The killer cannot survive. Edward!
I see a thing. You got a
flashlight. What am I supposed to wear, man?
You're in it.
Where are the keys to the truck? Where are the keys to the truck?
That was good, Larry.
We gotta get out of here.
Ed has the keys to the truck.
I got a spare right here.
Where is he?
Hold on. Here.
What are you doing?
We need a gun.
Oh, shit!
Give me the keys to the truck.
Throw me the keys to the truck, Ed. Throw me the keys to the truck. Stay there. Stay there.
Okay? You gotta stay with me because I'm gonna get to the truck.
Put your arm around my neck. Then you gotta hold on, okay? You with me, Ed? Stay with me. Okay. 1, 2, 3. You gotta help me get you up. And you gotta push a little bit. Ed! Why won't you let me help you? Where did you go before? What did you see? What? Tell me what you saw.
I saw you. I saw you in an orange grove.
The question, Your Honor, is whether to convict the body or the mind. His body committed these murders, that is true. The person who remains inside did not.
Judge Taylor, that
Your Honor,
not
we
be
witnessed the destruction of 10 identities tonight. 9 were innocent, 1 was guilty.
They're not
the violence
real.
That existed in him has been executed.
Your Honor, Malcolm belongs in a state hospital.
In the matter of Rivers versus Nevada, it is the recommendation of this court that Mr. Rivers' execution be stayed. I am transferring Mr. Rivers to state psychiatric services under the care of Dr. Mellon.
What is it, Malcolm? Malcolm?
Whores don't get
a second chance.